Oh, hello. Were you expecting Indiana Jones? This is not Indiana Jones. You may have clicked through to this podcast seeing that it's about the Indiana Jones of Superfoods. And my guest is indeed the Indiana Jones of Superfoods. Pretty cool little biohacker, if you ask me. I met him in a sauna after a workout at Laird Hamilton's house. But this is not he. This is Ben Greenfield.
Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use this special form of a workout called a rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's five-minute workout just three times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office, my cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. Carolbike.com. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full-spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. Put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their sexual performance booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order.
In this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show,
as soon as you cut it, it starts to oxidize. So you're losing, the clock is ticking on the beneficial compounds. And electrolysis then activates and turns on and creates hydrogen. And hydrogen is the greatest antioxidant on the planet. From an orthopedic standpoint, this has probably one of the most powerful endogenous ways that you could heal your body.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power. Speed. Mobility. Balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Hey, folks, it's Ben Greenfield, and I first met today's podcast guest when we were sitting inside a barrel sauna at a pool workout down at Laird Hamilton and Gabby Reese's pool. And this dude was sitting across from me in the sauna, and he was talking about stem cells. And a lot of times when I hear people talk about stem cells and superfoods and nutrients and anti-aging, it's just kind of like the same old, same old. But he was talking about like these random superfoods like coffee fruit extracts and totipotent stem cells and throwing around terms and nutrients that I really hadn't heard many people talk about as intelligently as I was hearing this guy talk about them. So it turns out that he's actually known as the Indiana Jones of superfoods. He is an actual superfood hunter. That's what he does, is he hunts down some of the best foods and ingredients from around the world, from these exotic locales. He's a supplement formulator. He's an environmental activist as well, and a pretty renowned authority on nutrition and hydration and the health potential, especially of the type of foods and herbs that we're going to talk about today as we delve into what this guy does and some of his crazy stories from hunting down some of the most amazing yet little known superfoods on the face of the planet. His name is Darren Olean, and Darren is the formulator of something you may have heard of before called Shakeology. He's designed also full plant-based detoxification programs. He has written a book that I happen to have in front of me right now that I finished a few weeks ago called Super Life: The Five Forces That Will Make You Healthy, Fit, and Eternally Awesome. So prepare to have some fun talking to a guy who basically travels around the world finding crazy stuff to eat. Darren, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks, Ben. It's awesome that we finally got connected.
I know. We've been trying to do it for a while since that workout. Actually, you know what? From what I understand, your hair is still wet, and you've just come from one of those very workouts. So just for people who aren't familiar with this, what kind of shenanigans are you guys up to this morning out of the pool?
Yeah, so our pool workouts are, people think of like, swimming laps and things like that. But it really, over the last decade and day one with Laird and a few of us, started this kind of introducing weights into the water, in the deep water, and really not just lifting weights in a traditional sense while holding your breath. We ended up coming up with 30 plus different moves of everything from exploding on the bottom with a 60 pound weight and then clawing your way to the surface for a breath, and then swimming across the water with a 50-pound weight pulling you down and trying to stay on the surface, like infinite amounts of. And the interesting thing is, Ben, because you've experienced a little bit of this.
I've experienced a lot of it. You guys go for like 3 hours. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And the interesting thing, it's this world of almost precise movement in a protective kind of zone of the water, but also aggressive enough to be able to perform it. But at the same time, you have to stay calm, because the moment you freak out, you lose your oxygen, you can't sustain the movement. It's a very interesting thing, because once I think you introduce the water with explosive movements and that kind of the Zen aspect of almost the, you know, riding the line of parasympathetic and not turning on, because it's interesting. We just had a fighter this morning come, UFC guy, and trains a bunch of those guys. And I'm telling you, their first experience in the water, when it's that aggressive kind of fight mode, they don't do well. Yeah. And you can't fight with the water, and you can't fight the movement, and you certainly can't fight breath. So you have to remain calm. And so that's the humble nature of that, of these exercises and this kind of workout is, I think, you know, something that's always interesting. And of course, you know, playing with the breath, meaning like before you do an exercise, you know, you nose breathe and then you breathe out all your air and then perform the exercise. It triggers these certain, you know, strains and proper stresses within the aerobic system that we don't normally put ourselves under. So we kind of start while already at the wall, and then you realize that how comfortable can I be when all of the alarms are going off? And then you start to realize, yes, it's uncomfortable, but you have more time and more space than what you thought before. Right.
And the crazy thing is, what I noticed after doing it is you're pretty gassed during the workout. You definitely get that big nitric oxide release. And when you're doing what, you know, for example, I was alluding to earlier, yep, you're kind of getting out in between some of the movements and the exercises and hitting the sauna for a little while in the cold pool. So you get this dump of nitric oxide. But by the time that you get all of that in and you, yeah, get all the oxygenation benefits and the nitric oxide benefits and the blood flow benefits and the breath work benefits, you're actually not sore the next day, because there's not a whole lot of like eccentric muscle damage that goes on when you're lifting weights underwater. So it's a very unique workout. And, and dude, to return back to that story of meeting you there, the last time I was down in Malibu or a few times ago, you know, it turns out that you know a lot of what I discovered that you know about nutrients, because you travel around the world hunting down superfoods. And
yeah,
I am, and I'm sure our readers probably, or our listeners probably are too, extremely curious how one becomes a superfoods hunter. So how did you get a job like that, dude?
Well, I gotta say, I never set out. It wasn't my 5-year-old dream. I wasn't planning on that, and certainly, you know, and also to caveat that is the term was given. It wasn't something I looked for, but it really came out of, you know, I got hurt playing college football. I changed my major to exercise physiology and nutrition. And once I kind of got that, and I would call it base learning in college, the college time is kind of a base learning. In that base learning of nutrition and physiology, it turned on the curiosity gene in me. And that's really where, you know, I graduated. I moved to Boulder, Colorado. I worked with this great guy, Dale Greenwald, and kind of apprenticed with him and exercise science and physiology. And then I did some nutritional counseling and all of that. And it was great and it was applicable and it was wonderful. But then all of a sudden I started playing with food, and I started looking very intensely at supplementation and started not just reading labels of ingredients of food and supplements, but actually start digging into them and seeing what they were. And then I come to understand that why are most supplements and most foods just completely going sideways as it relates to beneficial compounds, beneficial ingredients. And that's really where, well, instead of just, you know, seeing that, I really believe that if you see it and you're drawn to it with passion, then that's a good indication that that's a purpose. And so, I once that happened and I lost my father to alcoholism, that kind of world kind of said, you know, don't mess around anymore. Let's do this. And so I started doing a lot of aggressive formation, and I just had every plan of just making my own company, and jumping on planes to the Amazon made sense to me in the sense that it's my responsibility. If I'm formulating something, then I'm going to know it, because just nerding out on a Google search and doing some research is just not good enough. And that was just a moral compass for.
So you didn't just want to go to the Wikipedia page for, say, like Sasha Inchi protein. You wanted to actually go hunt down what the stuff actually looked like and where it was harvested from.
Yeah. And listen, my father was an agricultural professor at the University of Minnesota. Okay. So it's in my genes, I guess, because I didn't even realize that until later in life. But I was like, I want to meet these people. I want to look them in the eye. I want to look at the shamans. I want to look at the researchers in countries of origin. I want to make sure trade is being done fairly. I want to make sure that they're growing it correctly. I want to make sure that's processed correctly. And once you open up that can, you come to understand how easily all of it can go south. Because if you're not showing up, if you're not dictating the quality assurance, if you're not dictating what kind of, for example, what kind of compounds you want to preserve and how you're going about in a formulation or the preciousness of foods as they degrade over time, like if you're not actively involved, you'll just have an eager producer working with some eager farmers. And it's not like they're going out to dupe America or dupe the world. They're just, they want an economy. And so I came to realize that it's super important, not only for the knowledge of how it is indigenously they have used these materials, but also the quality assurance and the quality control of how these things are ultimately end up in these packages and these capsules and these things. So, you know, a part of my dedication is to improve whether I formulate with something or not, is to improve the landscape of some of these so-called superfoods and botanicals and herbs. And, you know, that's what I started a superfood conservancy that's dedicated to kind of, you know, building that platform so that I can go in with the team and start helping these things out. So,
right. Give me an example of, you know, a food or a plant that you found. Like when you go to a place like the Amazon, you know, do you recall like one of the first superfoods that you discovered or that you decided to come back and put into a formulation? Like, I know for a while you were formulating the Shakeology formulations, which have a ton of different things in them, you know, from maitake to reishi to green tea extract and maca and chisandra. But tell me a story of you actually going and finding one of these and what you actually do. I mean, do you harvest it? Do you eat it? Do you taste it? What happens?
Right. All the above, depending on what it is and where it is. But I think, so I had some preliminary information about, I had been playing with some adaptogenic herbs, and of course, I had some connections into the South America. So I was starting to reach out to see if there's any comparable producers and kind of setting up some sort of itinerary of when I showed up. And some of those first ones were maca. Maca is an incredible endocrine adaptogen,
and that is a Peruvian plant, isn't it?
Peruvian, yeah. It's endemic to Peru,
or a root or a plant.
It's a tuber, so it is a root. Okay, yep. Gotcha. And so Peru is the tuber capital of the world, right? So the International Potato Center is there, and colleagues that I know were studying maca, studying this other root called yacón root, mm-hmm. which is a very, very one of the highest natural food forms of prebiotic. So the fructooligosaccharides
that prebiotic, that food for the microflora. And it was also kind of an Incan canteen that the Incans used to use. And so, okay, so there's this interesting mix of...
You mean a canteen, as in they carry liquids in it?
Yeah, so the Yukon essentially is a big, fat-looking, little bigger than a sweet potato look. But if you crack that open, the moisture content, the vitamin content, and then of course the polysaccharides, the prebiotic activity, all of these things had this essential, so they could harvest, and Yukon is in the sunflower family, so it grows these huge stalks and these big flowers and stuff like that. So they would harvest these and just put them in their sacks and you know, journey for the day, and they'd crack these open. You'd get a huge amount of liquid and water and electrolytes. And so it kind of became this interesting kind of Incan canteen thing.
Yeah.
So of course, then how do you not follow that? You know, what's in this thing? Like, what is this about? And so, you know, I showed up with maca, you know, went to 15,000 feet to the maca. Essentially, a certain zone in a place called Juanin that grows maca, and so ended up there, met some small farmers, and I've known those same farmers for over a decade now, and so understanding the botanicals, understanding, hearing, literally sitting around the table with 5, 6, 7 generations of understanding and growing and using these plants, for me was the most important part of this thing, because I needed to feel it in my bones and I needed to see how it was used. So it was really that Peruvian trip. This was like in 2004, 2005. So I went there with maca. Not only did I find maca and intimately understood now how it was grown and why it had its the adaptogenic compounds because of the strain of literally the only thing growing at that elevation, but then lower in the Andes, we found Yukon, and then studied with the head researcher at the Potato Center, understanding there's these precious, you know, compounds, these prebiotic things. And, you know, I have relationships with those people to this day. And then the other side, in the jungle side, I ran into the, which you brought up, Sasha Inchi.
Sasha Inchi, Sasha Inchi.
Exactly. Yes. Sasha Inchi. So
I used to do spelling bees, by the way.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Then we'll, there's some good opportunity here then with botanicals. So Sasha Inchi became a very interesting thing. And because Sasha Inchi was essentially Incan gold, and why was it Incan gold is because of the perfect balance of omega 3, 6, and 9 for the human biology, right? So as we know, essential fatty acids, it's not just about the omega-3, it's not just about the omega-6, it's not just about the omega-9, it's the balance and that ratio that the body then converts most efficiently. And the Sasha Inchi came in at a plant-based omega that was nothing was comparable to it. So the first action I saw with that was the oil, and heat resistant, huge amount of antioxidants. And then of course the quote unquote byproduct of cold pressing the oil was this incredible, still a little oil in there, but also this great balanced plant protein in the Sasha Inchi protein. So I ended up using,
and by the way, just a complete aside here, it's a very cool looking plant. It's shaped like a star. It's like a seed or a nut, exactly, covered by almost like a star shape. If any of you haven't actually seen this, go do a Google image search for Sasha Inchi, and it's an amazing looking star shaped, I believe they call it, what, like a mountain peanut or a It's basically like a nut that's inside of this this star shaped fruit. It's very cool.
Looking. Exactly.
Sorry to derail your conversation about omega 3, 6s, and 9s, but go ahead.
No, but that's that was it. And so those were kind of my three Yukon, maca, and sashimi were my three kind of things that I hooked in on. And again, you know, they're in three vastly different geological areas. And then I started meeting the producers, and then I'd end up in Lima to where these things are produced and how the care is given so that the active compounds are still there. And so that's because again, once I got aware of not only how to grow it and how it was used indigenously, now how do you preserve the special qualities of these and any other botanical in the way that they translate into this, you know, this mass marketed American world. And most, unfortunately, most ingredients and botanicals mostly are marketed well and the quality is not great.
Yeah.
So you could turn bags over and say, oh, cool. Yeah, it's got sashimi too. And oh, cool. It's got maca in there too. But largely there's a lot of issues that can happen.
I hear you. I've been taking deeper and deeper dives into the world of nutrients and ingredients. And, you know, I just formulated my first energy bar, for example, you know, and in terms of the sources, everything from, you know, white chia seeds to Spanish almonds. I mean, it's like there's a huge variety as far as quality is concerned. So it really is kind of crazy. But you know, one of the things I actually really wanted to be able to pick your brain about, Darren, was this idea behind stem cells. And
yeah.
I don't recall the details of the conversation that we had when we were in the sauna on that first day that I met you. But I believe you had two different ingredients that you were excited about having discovered specifically for their ability to be able to somehow build a certain type of stem cell. Can you fill me and the listeners in on that conversation we had?
Yeah. So this is a, you know, and what you were saying too, I didn't know who you were either. And I was also, when you were talking, I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is cool. Like, so I was equally intrigued by what you were saying, because obviously you weren't just throwing out, you know, words.
What was I talking about? Like enemas or something?
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were doing enemas in the sauna too. I think
stick up your butt.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, you had mentioned stem cells, and then of course, you know, I started, you know, salivating, and so basically, to answer your question, is for the last year, I have been in negotiation with, and we should be signing this week. With one of the leading researchers in stem cells that you probably haven't heard about, because I can't name his name yet because we're not signed, and he's also a researcher and scientist, and he doesn't necessarily want to be blasted with you know, the lay person just coming at him. So I protect him in that way, but we will share that information when time's right. But he blew my mind in about 5 minutes with the understanding of stem cell. And what he said was, most of the stem cell that are being looked at and being utilized are not the stem cell that by definition can turn themselves into any tissue or any organ, period, across the board, anything in your body. That's what's called a totipotent stem cell. It is also immortal. It never ages, ever. So what happens with the body is that through lifestyle, through choices we make, through stress, through alcohol, by the way, annihilates, kills, destroys stem cells.
Really?
Okay?
Now, by the way, I always have to ask this when someone says something like this. Are we talking about like glass of antioxidant, rich red wine, Sardinia style alcohol intake? Are we just talking about like going out and partying on the weekends, or is it just any alcohol, period?
Well, these are questions I also have for him in terms of, because I'll give you another example of that as well. And So obviously you have huge antioxidant aspect to a red wine. You have some cardiovascular benefit to alcohol. The issue is that most people, when they look at certain compounds or certain, dare I say, foods, they all want to find the benefit so that it fits their lifestyle without understanding the full picture. Now, from his point of view, any alcohol kills these types of stem cells. So before a procedure, if he'll do an inpatient procedure where he makes billions of these stem cells, sends them back to the blood, they're not mesenchymal, they're not taking out of the lipids, they're not taking out of the bone marrow. These are different stem cells, which is why they only work 10 to 20% of the time. He puts them back in the body, and all he knows is by doing certain things, you either annihilate them and it's harder to harvest, or that you're doing certain things and it clearly shows up that the body is making more of. So caffeine now also doesn't kill them as bad as alcohol, but it disrupts them.
Yeah. And I do believe that, by the way, because of the recent research that showed that coffee and the antioxidants in coffee can decrease the rate at which telomeres shorten. Well, caffeine actually increases the rate at which they shorten. So it's like there's an aging effect of caffeine, but an anti-aging effect of the actual coffee.
Exactly. And that's the confusing nature of the marketplace, period, right? That's exactly the point of, like, when people try to justify their bad habits, they will, if you're not looking at from the right perspective or the bigger perspective, then you can easily find the justifiable peer-reviewed data to support your situation. So yeah, if someone came to you and said there's all these antioxidants, blah, 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 but they're also not taking the fact this other research about the caffeine, because inversely related or intimately related is the telomerase, that is a side effect of the creation of totipotent stem cells. So just take that in for a second. So the more totipotent stem cells you create in your body or create the environment for, turns on as an exhaust system almost of telomerase, which is your anti-aging enzyme that keeps, you know, immortality, right? So there's this very intimate relationship between telomeres and your stem cells.
These totipotent stem cells specifically, which can be deleteriously affected by some things that you mentioned, like alcohol metabolism or exposure to caffeine, which I would imagine probably differs genetically from person to person, but overall the message should be taken with a grain of salt depending on who you are. But these totipotent cells, Darren, you know, from what I understand, those are really only present in our body early on in human development. And I believe it's called the marula, or the early embryonic stage of, for example, a fertilized egg is where you see a lot of these totipotent stem cells. So we actually have the ability to create those later on in life, is what you're saying?
100%, without a doubt. And they're always so the doctor I'm working with has the patents for the only person on the planet who's able to identify them, the only person on the planet who's able to know where they proliferate, so know where they hang out, and also how to not only proliferate but also circulate. Because once they're out of their area of proliferation, they are then able to, by a certain type of initiation, they circulate. So now you have circulating totipotent stem cells, but now what's the activator? And the activator is chronic or acute injury or pain or repair or whatever it is. Hmm. So what happens, Ben, it's that same old story. If you create an environment where you maybe you're stressed or you're partying all night and you're drinking a lot and you're waking up and you're having your caffeine and going and eating your Egg McMuffins and everything else or whatever, you're creating environments that shut that system down, not to mention the zillion other issues that you're going to be running into, but you're shutting down your body's ability to create these stem cells. And so now we're starting to find what are the compounds, and this is where I come into his research, what are the compounds that turn that right back on again, and he can track those totipotent stem cells. So this isn't like, you know, some, you know, idea that we're just hoping happens. No, this is very scientific, and something where I'm going to be in the next 2 years be setting up clinical trials to support all of the future compounds, because we already know of a handful of compounds that absolutely. So let me give you and your listeners something that they could do right now. So we know
it's not eating placentas, is it?
It is not. It's so much easier and so much better for you. So you have to eat it raw. No, I'm just kidding. So if you eat, and you can find this research already out there, but we can validate it on the totipotent stem cell. If you eat 1 cup of blueberries a day for 30 days, your proliferation of totipotent stem cells goes up by 6 times. So what does that tell you?
I'm feeling very good that I put blueberries on top of my coconut ice cream last night.
Very good. Exactly. So you're a repair and anti-aging miracle just by eating consistently blueberries, right?
No, I've talked about blueberries on the show before, by the way, Darren, in light of the fact that they were a sirtuin activator. Now, mm-hmm. Is that the same mechanism of action by which they're, you know, sirtuins being activators that mimic calorie restriction and delay aging in mammals? You know, things like green tea, dark chocolate extract can do some of the same things. Is that what you're talking about, or is there also this completely separate side effect of it increasing totipotent stem cell availability?
As far as I can tell, it's this. Nothing's, you know, everything's related. But as far as I can tell, as of now, because the full-on research hasn't started, whereas we isolate certain compounds to know within blueberry what that, you know, is it the anthocyanins? What kind of anthocyanins within the blueberry are we looking at? Or do we need the complexity of the blueberry itself? And if a blueberry does that, I have a list of 20 very powerful compounds that through preliminary research is indicating that will turn these stem cells on exponentially. So I don't have a good answer for you right now, but
point, it almost doesn't matter. I mean, if we know that it's a sirtuin activator and we also know that there's some evidence that it could increase totipotent stem cell availability, it's just freaking, it doesn't matter. Just include blueberries in your diet, right? This is coming off a little bit like a podcast that I did with Sean Stevenson a couple of years ago. And by the way, for those of you listening in, I'll put links to everything that Darren and I are talking about in the show notes. And the show note URL for those of you listening in is bengreenfieldfitness.com/superlifepodcast. That's bengreenfieldfitness.com/superlifepodcast. And in that interview, Darren, Sean and I went into everything from aloe vera gel to marine phytoplankton to colostrum, chlorella, curcumin, all sorts of different things that he'd discovered and actually used to, in his case, regenerate his back after nearly destroying his back. And, you know, it sounds like you've got your own list going.
Yeah.
Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use a special form of a workout called a Rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just 3 times a week, You can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office, my cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. Carolbike.com. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses. And keeping your mitochondria strong is one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? Yeah, check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again, by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order.
There was something, and just shut me down if you can't talk about this, but I think you talked about something like, was it coffee fruit or some kind of a coffee nut?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that, at least at this point, not necessarily related to the stem cell, but I would venture to guess that it might be once we look into it. But it had most of the relation to the activation, the most powerful activation of BDNF, so the brain-derived neurotropic factors. So the synergy between the coffee bean and the coffee fruit. Now, the bean itself has certain action, and we all know that. It's the most consumed beverage on the planet, coffee. But then the fruit has largely been discarded for centuries. So friends of mine over the last decade figured out the process of alchemy and the process of processing it in a way that doesn't allow for the destruction of the fruit So when processed and dried correctly, the synergy between the fruit, which by the way is one of the greatest antioxidants that we know of, along with chaga, but the bean and the fruit itself creates the synergy, and that synergy happens to be one of the greatest activators of brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And of course, we know that when someone of dementia, someone of Alzheimer's, guess what? The BDNF is in the toilet. So that's one very powerful indicator that this is turning on that part of the brain and the brain's ability to repair, create new neural nets, and then add on top of it the tumorones and the curcumin. Tumorones are turning into be very powerful, which are part of the turmeric. So we've got curcumin, which is a very active compound in turmeric, obviously. And then we have tumorones that are also a very active compound in turmeric that are also a BDNF. So now what we're really talking, and I'm doing some research with a doctor in North Carolina who's leading the research in TBI work, traumatic brain injury stuff with the NFL. And so we're circling the wagons around stem cell and BDNF work to turn on the brain again and also repair some of the acute and chronic trauma.
This is very interesting. And Darren, I've seen, just from a usability standpoint, brewable coffee fruit, you know, that you would purchase much like coffee and brew like tea. Is this something, if someone were to supplement with it, that they'd need to look for in encapsulated form? Or is there like a chewable or even a tea like this that you could buy off of Amazon, for example?
Yeah, so I think there's so this is definitely a proprietary process of 10 years of friends of mine who are in the supplement industry. And they are, I don't think they're currently selling it, but they're selling it to some companies. And I would have to do some, I mean, I don't want to say because I don't know, but it is coming out. I mean, yeah, I can
definitely be curious about it in terms of how one could actually implement this into their diet, because it's obviously a little bit more fringe than blueberries. It's really interesting, though, that research that you're talking about, the synergicity between the fruit and the bean for the effect on the brain derived neurotrophic factor. That's extremely interesting. And I believe it might be the folks at Bulletproof who I think are doing a supplement like a nootropic that has coffee fruit extract in it. I'm not sure if there are other supplements out there that have coffee fruit in them, but that's really interesting.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I mean, I know the guys that have perfected it in this last year are starting to reach out to some people, but they have the proprietary process. I think if you go to coffeefruit.com, is that them? Coffee? Yeah, that should be. So maybe they are selling it. Looks like they are. So it's coffeefruit.com. You should be able to buy it.
Yeah, you can get powder. Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
So, and listen, I've been sucking this stuff down for 2 years because I went there again. This is where like, okay, they're telling me this stuff. I've looked at coffee fruit for, 8 years and it was never really up. It wasn't there. And they have also done clinical trials. So everything that I'm telling you is not just, oh, we hope it is. These guys have done their own clinical trials to prove the BDNF increase. And so, of course, then I went down to Barrick, where the coffee plantations are and the process, and put my hands in and actually helped, process some of the stuff to really understand it. And this stuff's for real. It's pretty incredible. Now, keep in mind that most people, as they associate neurotropic stuff, is I need to feel like you're not looking for a caffeine buzz. You know, you're looking for, you're giving your body the blueprint so that it can have neurosynaptic increases. So you're not looking to stimulate. So don't be duped by people. I mean, I can see this happening, coffee fruit with a bunch of caffeine in it, But now that you know a little bit about the caffeine, well, don't take high amounts of caffeine. Don't annihilate your stem cells in the process, but get the benefits of the coffee fruit.
Yeah. And now, are you doing anything? And the reason I ask this, Darren, is because I'm on a quest personally to decrease my age. By the time I'm 40, I want to have a biological, meaning a telomere test age of 25. Yeah. That's my personal goal. And I've been doing testing with this company called Tello Years, who I interviewed on a podcast to do with one drop of your blood, an evaluation of the telomere length on white blood cells. And that's how I'm going to be tracking my progress. I'm curious for a guy like you who's trying out some of these compounds, you just going by the way that you look and you feel, or are you doing any type of self-quantification of blood or urine or saliva or some other biomarker?
Yeah. You know, over the years, 15 years ago, I was doing, certain pH, acidity, alkalinity tests just to that was some of my first saliva taste is a good measure of how the emotional body has influenced your physical. And then the urine pH is just a good indicator of where your body's hanging out in terms of its balance. Because once that acid alkalinity is off, then you're really going to go sideways and there's not a lot of trying to sleep or recover that's going to repair that. But now, I've had my telomeres measured. What I'm really waiting for is hopefully in about a month, I'm going to be flying back out to North Carolina. And before we move into the full on, we have contracts with the military, with the stem cells and all of this stuff. I'll be receiving many treatments myself for the stem cells. So that's where it's going to get really interesting. So,
you're going to do an actual stem cell injection.
Oh, yeah.
What type of stem cells are you getting?
That's the totipotent. Okay. That's the
Oh, really?
That's, the
and that, that's
the
something not a lot of people are doing now is a totipotent stem cell injection, correct?
No one knows how to do it.
And is this a completely experimental procedure that you're going down to do that isn't available to the general public?
Technically speaking, yes.
Interesting. Wow. I'm going down to Miami in August to do a stem cell injection, but it's not a totipotent cell. That's really interesting. You'll have to keep me updated on how that goes, because that's certainly the type of thing that I know we have a lot of listeners who are very interested in the fringes of anti-aging would be quite interested in. So.
Well, this is something that I will. I'm very deep into the business organization of it, so I will have access into how, from a business standpoint, how we go about bringing this to the general population. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously from sports performance, it's huge. From cosmetic, it's huge. From orthopedic, just to give you an idea, one of the treatments of a ex-professional tennis player who was bone on bone, both knees, had to walk with a cane, extreme pain. They did a extraction, take the blood, made a few billion stems, totipotent, sent them back in the blood within 2 hours. And within a week, that guy had cartilage back and he was hitting the ball on the tennis court again.
Wow.
So that's what we're talking about. And I have several other stories, but from an orthopedic standpoint, this has probably one of the most powerful endogenous ways that you could heal your body.
And this is just a random lab in North Carolina?
Well, it's not a random lab. It's under the
super
the
secret watch Batman facility.
Pretty at this point, yes, but we're very close to getting a big chunk of change that we're gonna turn this on in the next few months.
Wow!
So
keep me posted on that. That's definitely something I would be interested in.
I
got a few other questions for you, Darren. First of all, in your book, the Super Life book, you of course talk about a lot of these different superfoods that you've been discussing, but then you also get into, some lifestyle and even clothing-based choices. But one thing that you discussed that I hadn't really seen talked about before is this idea behind an air-to-water machine.
What is an air-to-water
machine, and how does that fit into your life?
Yeah, so, well, I would give you, yeah, so, I mean, for the probably the last 15 years, I've been looking at water from many different angles. There's natural moisture in the air. And so I got involved with this air to water. So you have essentially a coolant, you have a fan, and you condense water, and then you run it through a filter, and you're creating water from the air. And it measures out pretty good, right? So it's fairly neutral because there's no contaminants that can travel in that way. And it's so a neutral pH, pretty decent oxygen reduction potential. And so for probably, 10 plus years, I've probably had 3, 4, 5 machines in my house. The problem is,
and it's actually taking the moisture in the air and converting it into water?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like gallons a day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so from a sustainable side, I don't need to be connected to the world to create a water source, it's very, very attractive. I've been involved with many of the companies. Largely, there's an issue with power as it relates to the collection of water, because usually it comes down to power, but it also comes down to the scalability and the maintenance of these machines. So as of now, I don't even use mine anymore. Because it's just over time. So I've gotten a lot more sophisticated with from there as a stepping stone into other water technologies. So obviously, I talk about from different angles because you can be duped with water pretty easily. You can have someone come in and say, hey, this is a miracle water. It's a 8.5 alkaline water, it's going to save your life and cure all diseases and all that shit. And obviously that's not true, but it's also giving you a little bit of an indication as to what the water is. Obviously you want a water that's slightly alkaline. But you also, people don't look at the total dissolved solids or the TDS. So the TDS, I can influence water all day long with putting some sodium bicarbonate in tap water, and I can drive that pH up to 9, 10, and I can sell that on the market as the best pH water on the planet. And, and it's not hard to do, but what you really need to start looking at is the oxygen reduction potential, the ORP, and also the activated hydrogen. So that's really where water becomes a super elixir, a super transporter, and an anti-aging really entity, because if you're most water is dead, right? It's died because natural vortation, water never moves in a straight line. It vortates, right? So that's the governing organization of the universe in vortation. So as it vortates and twists down in the river, you're gaining the electric field from the earth, and you're getting the electric fields from the sun, and you're creating electrolysis. That's electrolysis. And electrolysis then activates and turns on and creates hydrogen. And hydrogen is the greatest antioxidant on the planet. Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. And by the way, for those of you listening in, I've been doing some experiments lately with actually drinking water made, well, it's activated hydrogen water, more or less, very similar to what Darren is talking about. And I that's just literally like the past 2 weeks I've been experimenting with drinking a couple of bottles of that per day, and I'm just kind of paying attention to my body and doing my urine strip testing to see what happens with my pH, and testing a lot of other things. But yeah, it's really interesting. I wasn't aware of this air to water machine. Now I noticed that, for example, Darren, on Amazon, there's a company called Air Life or Air to Life. Is this the type of machine Air Water Life. Is that the company who makes the machine?
That's
you're talking
one
about?
Of them. Okay. Yep, that's one of them. I mean, they all come from China, so they they're all the same technology, just with a different sleeve. So it's pretty simple.
So the idea behind the hydrogen water is there are now companies out there, and are there actual filters out there as well that can infuse water with hydrogen to help to neutralize oxygen-free radicals?
100%. And this is where the research I've been doing for a long time, I just narrowed in. I mean, if you come to my house, Ben, you'd appreciate it because I have six water systems, right? So I test, I look, I beat them up, I test, I have all the little gauges. I can test hydrogen, I can test ORP, I can test TDS, I can test pH, and I know instantly what's happening. And so I've narrowed in on a company, and probably within the next month, I will have one of the most badass, convenient, easy to install water filtration systems and activated on-demand hydrogen makers. And I'm so excited because that's one of the biggest things you could do to influence your health besides learning how to breathe. And you know, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, but playing devil's advocate here, if we're talking about something with that level of superoxide dismutase, another antioxidant enzyme activity, are you concerned at all about, for example, like blunting the hormetic response to cold or heat, or sunshine or exercise in terms of excess antioxidant intake?
100% no, because it's selective. With active or negative, called negative hydrogen, it doesn't go down those pathways. It's only going after the oxidative free radical damaging molecules. It's incredible.
I understand what you're talking about now. Last week, as I was looking into this hydrogen water, there's a guy named Tyler LeBaron, and I'll put a link to a video that he has online. He's part of the Molecular Hydrogen Foundation organization, and he actually goes into that selectivity. And I believe it has to do with the ability versus non-ability for certain components to cross the cell membrane. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah, the name of that video is What is Molecular Hydrogen? And for those of you who want to wrap your head around this, it's like an hour-long YouTube, but it's What is Molecular Hydrogen? I'll link to that one in the show notes for those of you who want to watch it. This guy is involved with selling anything at all. He just has a really interesting presentation on how molecular hydrogen can act as kind of like a selective antioxidant like that. So that's super interesting. You know, the way that I do it, Darren, is I've got my well, and my well water goes through, I get the well water tested just because I still get concerned about glyphosate or, you know, excess iron, things like that. So it runs through a filter, my well water does. So it's all run off solar power. So we harvest the energy from the sun, run the well water through an iron filter, and then also a manganese filter, because both of those are very high in the water. And then it goes through a series of glass vortex beads, basically this giant structured water unit that restructures the water before we drink it. But then the other thing that I do to ensure I'm getting adequate minerals is I have a few giant glass mason jars and a whole bunch of Himalayan crystal salt stones at the bottom of those jars.
Yes.
So what I do, and there I can see them from my office right here on the edge of the deck, I take those and I fill them up with this well water, and each jar has all these stones in the bottom of it, and then I set those out in the infrared light in the sun. So they sit out in the sun all day, then I take them in at night, and in the morning I have about a half cup to a quarter cup of that water to mineralize the body. And it is freaking, it's amazing in terms of stabilizing pH and oxidative stress. So water is important. For those of you listening in who want to go inject stem cells or hunt down coffee fruit, you may want to think about what water you're drinking first. So it's 100%. It's definitely something that Darren addresses in his book too, these air to water machines and beyond. Darren, one other thing I wanted to ask you about was you're you know, constantly all over the place, and you've hinted quite a bit at things coming down the pipeline. I'm curious about any new superfoods that you've discovered, or new superfood you've discovered, or something that you think is kind of under the radar that you're excited about that you can, without getting murdered in a dark alley somewhere because you've violated the terms of an NDA, that you can actually share with any of us about kind of a new superfood or something you think you'd like to share with folks as a little insider tip.
Absolutely. So one that's very, very exciting is, I'll keep suspended for a second, but the suspense up. But so I was contacted by a couple of Brazilians, and as you know, Brazil is got a huge amount of biodiversity, obviously of the Amazon, but it also has a huge amount of biodiversity in the savanna, or what it's called the cerrado. And the cerrado is largely the vegetation is as big as the Amazon, but also it's mostly under the ground because it's not as wet. But it has an incredible tapestry of botanicals that no one's really heard of. And so I got invited and they said, hey, have you heard of this nut? And I'll tell you in a second. And I'm like, no, could you send me some samples? And so I sent it and I tasted it and it was like literally one of the most delicious nuts I've ever eaten in my life. And then I said, well, we got to get this tested because I got to know what's going on. Came back, the most nutrient dense nut I've ever seen in my life. Like it makes an almond look like a poor stepchild. So of course, before I did anything further with these guys, I said, okay, we're going to Brazil because I have to see if this is sustainable. I have to see if this is scalable. I have to see if this is clean. I got to see if the quality is. So we showed up in the Cerrado of Brazil, which is 20% of Brazil. And we discovered this little thing called Baru nut, B-A-R-U. And this sucker, yeah. So we have a little bit of it and we've sent it out and it just people just go absolutely berserk over it. And come July 4th, we have a brand new shipment coming in and we're launching it to the world. And I'm gonna get you some, Ben, because you're gonna lose your mind. So it's
You know what's kind of crazy is if you search for Baru nut on Amazon. There aren't actually any Baru nuts available on Amazon, but your book comes up.
Yeah, because they're out of stock. Because a lot of these things, like, you know, you think these things just show up, but that takes work. Yeah. You know, we met hundreds of farmers. We met suppliers. We know every player down there. And so in order for this to come and this exotic nut from around the world, you obviously have to do some work. And so that's what we're locking in. And July 4th, we'll be launching again. It'll be so you'll be able to go to superlife.com and find the Baru nut.
Wow. Now, is the Baru nut related to anti-aging or these totipotent stem cells as well? Or is that something like because of different properties?
Just different properties. So, for example, a nut rarely has fiber. This has got 100% of your daily requirements in a serving of Baru nuts. It's got 24 grams of protein. It's got a third of your magnesium requirements for the day, which is crazy. Huge amount of potassium, iron, copper, omegas, and it tastes like a freaking peanut without any of the aflatoxin.
Wow.
Right? So this thing is ask Neil, ask our friend Neil Strauss about it. He's like you eat these things, it's like crack. They're so delicious. Kids love them. It's just so that's really exciting find.
Yeah, and while you're talking, I'm looking at a few of these studies on both oxidative stability as well as some of the antioxidant constituents, and it looks like there's some pretty interesting studies they've done on not only a lack of any cytotoxicity or anything like that from these Baru nuts, but also in terms of mitigating a lot of different variations of oxidative stress. It looks like they've got a wide range of applicability.
Exactly. So just as a comparison, right? So it's got 500% more antioxidants than an almond does. Wow. So, you know, that's the, you know, Ben, listen, you know, how did I end up superfood hunting? Well, it was because I cared and I needed to show up. But now I love this stuff. Like, are you kidding me? Showing, bringing something to the world in a way that is nutrients and dense and delicious and necessary is like one of my greatest joys, right? So, you know, so when I find these things, it's less about, yeah, let's make this a successful business because that needs to be sustainable. But most importantly, let's get the medicine as food back in our world again, so that we don't kind of drag this body chemistry set around. Like you're committed, right? You want to reverse the aging process, but most importantly, we all want to just be able to do anything we want for as long as we want. And so one of my goals is to continuously bring these things to the market and also continue to improve the ones that aren't very well. And one of my projects is going on with Moringa right now, because the Moringa in the marketplace is horrible. Like I've
why do you like Moringa so much?
This thing,
because you talk about that, like, in your book quite a bit.
I do. It's like if there was a plant posing as a vitamin pill, it would be called Moringa. So 36 active antioxidants, chlorella, huge amounts of vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, like 7 times what an orange would have in it. Wow. And vitamin C. And so it's usually, you know, a plant will have like a couple compounds that are beneficial. And then, of course, we want to extract those and then sell them on the market. Moringa, literally, you'd be losing money trying to extract one of them because it's got hundreds and hundreds of beneficial compounds that it's like literally taking a vitamin pill every day. And they call it, the nickname, the vitamin tree, right? And in Africa, I was talking to these tribal guys and they were saying like, I was like, Moringa, do you know Moringa? And they were like, you mean never die. And I was like, what is never die?
Never
and
die.
And I was like, never die.
Wow.
So they say, A, the plant never dies, easy to grow. But by taking it, you're getting so much of the benefit by these compounds that you'll never die. So of course, you know, I spent time on 6 different continents running around looking at Moringa. And here's the issue. What happens when you harvest a plant that has antioxidants? It has antioxidants because it's trying to survive because of this the environment that it's in. As soon as you cut it, it starts to oxidize. So you're losing, the clock is ticking on the beneficial compounds. And of course, all the water soluble vitamins are so vulnerable, starting to plummet. So what happens is you can grow this in Philippines, Indonesia, Cambodia, Africa, all of these places you can grow it, but you need to have the proximity of where you're producing it and do that right in order to lock in the nutrients. And no one's doing it very well. So I have a project in Africa. I have a project here in the States that's going to turn the tables upside down. And that's actively happening. So we harvest here in the States in mid-July, and we're going right to testing. And I guarantee you it's going to prove that the constituents are exponentially greater than all of that crap on the market. So
as you do all of this, Darren, are you doing all of this very similar to how you ran the company Shakeology, where you're planning on developing your own line of nutrients and ingredients? Or are you working more as like a formulator for other companies?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, so Beachbody hired me in 2006 to, you know, formulate Shakeology with Isabel Deigler, the wife. She's brilliantly smart as well. And so I, you know, gathered a lot of the formula. She put some input in that, and we charged ahead on something that largely is hard to do with a very intense complicated formulation. So we charged ahead and it became a $600 million a year business for them. So I'm an independent contractor, but I do support my product that I did. So I endorse it. So I can't run around creating my own nutraceuticals and sell them to the world. I can do some stuff behind the scenes, and largely I'm doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. And that is just working with the suppliers, working with the guys that are doing it to go, listen, you're paying too much and you're not getting anything. So let me do some of this. And so some of these guys will be like, okay, as soon as this test comes in, we're putting a PO. And then I'll go to the farmers and go, okay, let's plant, let's go. And let's, you know, so a lot of that stuff. And yeah, I do some consulting here and there, and people reach out, and I can, like, again, like, I can do a lot of stuff and influence some things behind the scenes. Every once in a while, I'll get interested in something and I might be able to do more. But yeah, so
wow,
that's, yeah.
Very cool, man. Well, at some point, perhaps I'll have to just hire you to put together. I've been taking copious notes. So by the way, you guys can go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/superlifepodcast. That's bengreenfieldfitness.com/superlifepodcast for Darren's book and for some of the other episodes that I've done on stem cells and anti-aging and blood testing for aging and a lot of these superfoods that Darren talked about. But Darren, what I need to do is figure out some way for me to wake up in the morning and have a smoothie. So far, my list of ingredients are as follows. I need Sasha Inchi protein, coffee fruit extract, moringa, blueberry, and I'm thinking maybe some resveratrol, aloe vera, phytoplankton, maybe some colostrum,
for sure,
some dark
for
chocolate, sure, turmeric or curcumin, green tea extract, a little bit of this Pau D'Arco bark tea, which I drink every day anyways, and then perhaps top it off with some Beru nuts, and we'd be talking.
We'd be talking, man. Right. Maybe you throw a couple of medicinal mushrooms in, like jaga or reishi, and then you're set.
Yeah, man. Let's figure out a way to make this a smoothie. We'll call it the Ben and Darren anti aging smoothie. There you go. You
not heard being it here. Confused with Ben and Jerry's, but we'll be
Ben and Darren's. I like it. Sounds cool. Better than Chunky Monkey, baby. Well, Darren, thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing all this stuff with us. Folks, if you have comments, if you have questions, if you have feedback, if you have your own superfoods to add, your own smoothie recipes to add, or perhaps you're willing to come and just basically be that person who sits in my kitchen mixing all this into a Ziploc bag for me and making smoothies comprised of anti-aging ingredients and injecting them into my right butt cheek, you can do all that and more. Just go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/superlifepodcast. That's bengreenfieldfitness.com/superlifepodcast. And until next time, I'm Ben Greenfield, along with the Indiana Jones of superfoods, Mr. Darren Olean himself, signing out from bengreenfieldfitness.com. Have a healthy week.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.